liberty, freedom, and justice for all. Revolutionary concepts which are to the spirit of American democracy as water is to life. All ideas which the nation espouses, whether through concrete works or abstract rhetoric, inevitably bend towards these core tenets of Americanism. The story of America's history is one of successive movements advancing the entirety of a nation towards a more perfect union, a union in which sins of the past are atoned for and the universal remedy of popular sovereignty tirelessly mends together the ideas of the future with the reality of the present. The revered founders of America, the men who so loved liberty, freedom, and justice that they risked their very lives in pursuit of them, could not have possibly envisioned the machinations and complexities of the world of today. Nonetheless, the founders' democratic ideals endure in a testament to the universality of the truths they held self-evident so many years ago. To ponder the question of the fitment of the country of today within the founders' original vision is to open a complex discussion upon the true nature of the intention the founders held. Did the men of 1776 intend for concepts such as a social safety net or the idea of a federal bureaucracy to come to fruition? Did they intend for our nation to nationalize our body politic to such a degree that those in northern Maine would be subject to the same regulations as those in southern California? The answer in these strictly set out cases would be a resounding no. The men of the era detested the centralization of federal power and, more often than not, the idea of federal taxes altogether. There is no shortage of transgressions against the ideas of the founders. The man whose story is so popularly retold in musical form, Alexander Hamilton, would have expressed sincere disappointment in the passing of the 17th Amendment and the consequent democratization of the Senate in accordance with his more elitist views of the electorate. One of his most fervent opponents, Thomas Jefferson, would recoil at the thousands of federal agencies which exist today in an expression of his fervent belief in the empowerment of the states. Perhaps the most famous founding father of all, George Washington, would lament the entrenchment of the two-party system after he so thoroughly warned against them in his parting addresses. If one was to define the vision for America upon the confines of any one man's beliefs, whether he be a founder or a layman, they would no doubt come to the conclusion that said vision had not been fulfilled. However, America is not the product of one person's ideas. America is the product of the ideas of thousands, if not millions, of its citizens all working in a beautifully imperfect harmony. The founders could not have possibly held that any discordance with their vision was against their intention. After all, they themselves acknowledged that all men were created equal, and thereby all opinions were to be equally considered. To define America in the strictest sense of the founders' vision is to lose the revolutionary spirit which birthed the nation in the first place. The founders were imperfect men who had conceived imperfect ideals. To insist America could only be valid if it was in exact accordance with said ideals is to condemn America to centuries of the continuation of the aforementioned imperfection. The men which we hold so dear today were not so naive as to insist they could devise universally applicable approaches to each and every issue hundreds of years later. The same men who were wise enough to recognize the injustice of the deprivation of the rights of millions should be expected to be wise enough to recognize the limitations of their own perspectives. These men would have excused the federal bureaucracy, party system, and even the dreaded federal tax, but what they could not excuse and should not excuse would be an abandonment of the democracy which rendered liberty, freedom, and justice a reality rather than an unfulfilled idea. America stands shaken by the gravity of worldwide conflicts on scales which the founders could have scarcely imagined, elevated to the status of unipolar superpower rather than colonial backwater, and irrevocably changed in limitless ways from the foundling it once was. But the one constant, the ever-existent truth and commonality to what it is to be an American, the power of the people to transform their country in pursuit of their common ends, stands unchallenged and unchanged. Is a child only successful if they fulfill a preordained path dictated to them by their parents? No. Is America only fulfilling the spirit and vision of its founders if it lives in bondage to even their most extravagant whims? No. The only way America may divest from the vision of its founders is by abdicating the democracy which allows it to forever improve itself in pursuit of the fabled and ever-fleeting ideas of its founders. America endures to this day, to tomorrow, and to the next century, not because of its obedience, but because of its incessant restlessness in a chase for freedom. The founders were simply conductors, orchestrating the most magnificent symphony of missed notes and jagged entrances in the history of the world. A symphony which plays unto this day, and forever, for all to hear.